I love you.
I know. I've got a bad feeling about this.
I know. Big gooba fish. Huge O teeth.
I know.
This week on How Star Wars Is It, we're talking about weddings.
How Star Wars!
Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Josiah. And hello to one and all listening to this show. And this show is called what?
The show is called How Star Wars Is It?
Oh, that's right.
And it's the only podcast. And we rate and review things on a scale of 1 to 10.
That is
not
right.
Of how good or bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
Duh.
Yeah, does that make sense to you? Because it does.
That's the name of the show. Picture everything Star Wars. Of course, movies. Of course, TV shows. All that crap. Throw all of those things. Each one of them is a little nugget, a little cube.
Yeah. Oh,
and you
like
throw
a bouillon
all those cubes
cube.
Into a pot and you boil it all down into one homogenous slurry.
Yeah, it's just, it's nasty.
Yeah, and that gray liquid is the Star Wars chili, and that's a 10 out of 10 right there on our scale.
Do you know about gray goo? Do you know about this?
No. great start.
In a textbook right out the gate, getting off topic, I'm going to tell you about gray goo, okay? It's the concept of nano machines, you know? Nanobots.
Yeah.
Right? So that there's this idea that if we as humans do create nanotechnology that is so small that these like robots can like perform autonomously and do all these things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
There's this
like creating like the Mark 11 Iron Man suit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Or being in the atmosphere and like eating up carbon or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of different things that nanotechnology can do. Or being in your bloodstream and like fighting whatever. But there's like this worry that if like AI goes along with it and gets to advance it, what would happen would be this thing called gray goo, which is just going to be all the nanotechnology, the machines banding together and being like a blob form thing and just like eating stuff a lot, like, and getting rid of everything.
Honestly, like, hurry up.
I know, like, let's get there.
Get to it, gray goo.
Yeah. It's a global, on the Wikipedia, it's a hypothetical global catastrophic scenario involving molecular nanotechnology in which out of control self-replicating, okay, that's the key, self-replicating machines consume all biomass on Earth while building more of themselves.
Well, truly, like, let's hurry that up.
Yeah, let's get there. Well, and it also comes from, like, there's a thought experiment of, like, of AI, right? And it's like, well, if there is a paperclip making AI, then its algorithm is only going to care about making paperclips. So if it has access to nanotechnology like that, of like self-replicating nanotechnology, it would be like, okay, we got to make as many paperclips as we can. So it's going to be like, let's turn people into paperclips because paperclips are what we care about.
Uh-huh.
So that's the worry. But anyway, we're not talking about that this week.
That's making me think, like, following the logical conclusion of the logic of capitalism is, you know, eventually, like, just like in any documentary about an MLM, there's always some statistic shown where it's like the 13th level down, it exceeds the population of the Earth of, you know, like downlines or whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's just capitalism.
That's just capitalism.
So,
capitalism,
like,
is
the inevitable
ultimate
conclusion of a paperclip making AI is that it will try to make everything into a paperclip.
Which is just capitalism. Gray goo.
Yeah.
Gray goo is the capitalist end of day scenario.
And it's a delicious vodka.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome to How Star
goo.
Wars Is It.
Welcome to How Star Wars Is It. We got off track immediately because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, every episode we go to like painstaking lengths to basically say the exact same words at the top of the show about what the premise of the show is, and then immediately we're like, have you heard of gray goo?
Yeah, and we immediately are like, I'm bored.
This show is fucking gray goo.
I wish it was infinitely self-replicating, because
yeah,
then that
right.
would be a lot less work for us.
We wouldn't have to be doing this.
Do you think there's a world in which
we fed an AI 200 episodes of How Star Wars Is It, and this is the fucking slop that came out?
Man, I wish that we had fans just in general, but I wish that we had enough fans to where there that someone had made like written out transcripts of our show episodes, because then we really could feed it into an AI,
right?
And we could do like one of those,
and then we just have to type in a topic and then it cranks out like an hour-long episode about like fucking cemeteries or whatever.
And it could even be like, I did this thing with like a very primitive AI back in like 2017 where I fed it a bunch of episodes of My Brother, My Brother and Me, and then like it was essentially a fill in the next word AI, so you could just like type a word and it'd be like, this is the most likely next word. And so then I would just push enter and just like go. It's like whenever you're doing your predictive text on your phone,
right.
And you just like push the middle one every time what it ends up saying,
right.
And so I would just like go until the complete sentence was said, and then I would like hit enter and start a new one, and it ended up being actually pretty funny, and I was like, this is actually kind of fun. So I wish we could do that with our show,
right?
Because then we could just
need fans.
We would need fans, and then we could just read a script of that. Can you imagine how funny that would be?
Like, we perform the episode as though we're doing it spontaneously, but we're reading the AI generated script.
Yes. That would be fun.
I like that. You know, that's actually something I wrote down. This is maybe like a future just like Patreon fuck around kind of topic. But I did write down today, you know, content, as it were, is this like postmodern hellscape where like anything now on like Netflix, say, is just to try to keep you from unsubscribing.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like anything of real like cultural value. It's just like, here, watch more of the Love is Blind season 2 people, but like they have a party, which we are fully watching. But like just like endless kind of nothing. And I was like, are we that? Are we nothing? Because we talk about stuff as opposed to like we are doing a thing. And so a thing I wrote down was like, what if on our next like Patreon film commentary, it is still in the form of a commentary, but we're just making up a movie that we're not watching.
So we're sitting there going like,
so we're still using the vehicle of comment as opposed to like contributing something new, but we are commenting on nothing.
Yeah.
Thus we're like, contributing something new.
In this shot,
yeah,
you can tell that the director had a real stick up his ass.
Yeah, he literally, as a matter of fact, like he made a point to say to his PA, like, please put a stick in my ass.
Put a stick in my butt. It's the only way I can work. It's the only way I can direct.
Yeah.
Is the only way I can. That's just some of the fun facts you'll get when you listen to us recording these commentaries.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the idea that what I think you and Ethan had, or that Ethan had about,
yes,
like,
completely.
Yes, recording a,
like a
improvised
TV episode by episode recap done by the people who were on the show, but he and I would be like former child actors on a Full House style show that never existed, and like each week we have a different guest and we talk about like their guest or starring role.
I love that idea. It's such a good idea.
Yeah.
If only we all had more time.
Yeah, totally.
We could make it work. But we're talking about weddings this weekend, which this weekend?
Yeah, this week. That's right. That's what we're doing today.
Which we haven't discussed at all yet because we've been only off topic.
That's right. That's so fine. Weddings, the joining of two people in matrimony,
a union.
How many, just estimating, weddings have you been to, would you say?
A million.
Like
so many.
30?
Maybe like 20 or 30.
Because I
my
think
life.
Like one summer I went to something like 7 or 8.
I was supposed to go to a lot in 2020. And then I only ended up going to one. I'm trying to think of how many weddings I've been to since I've been. Here's the thing, is I went to a lot of weddings in college because I'm from Texas and small town. And a lot of my small town Texas friends got married young. Well, relatively young, depending on how you're comparing it. I had a family friends that got married at 17 and 16.
No.
Yeah. That was a little disturbing for everybody. Or at least for me. I don't know about everybody else. Some people probably thought it was beautiful. I thought it was kind of gross and weird.
Yeah.
especially because they were very religious. So it was like absolutely the only reason they were getting married was so they can have sex, which right. was made apparent by the fact that she was pregnant immediately.
It was gross. Those weddings are like the yuckiest because like they the are. Parents and the grandparents as like part of their toasts will be like, and hey, you'll figure out the wonderful world of adulthood tonight.
Yes. And it's like, it's like this. And we all know that the first time you're having sex is tonight. Yeah,
just a couple hours away.
Right. It better be or else you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Or not you, it wouldn't, I mean, as like, I guess you could repent and you'd be fine. But anyway, so that was gross. But I went to a lot of weddings in college because a lot of people got married young. And a lot of those people are divorced now. Because yeah. you shouldn't always get married when you're 22. And then I would live in Chicago.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling that you shouldn't get married when you're 22.
When you're 22. That was the B-side of that album. Yeah.
They're like, too many syllables, Tay.
Tay, we know you're a visionary, yeah. a visionary lyricist, but that's just too many syllables. But then I lived in Chicago for a while. I wanted to lean back in this chair. Is this as far as it goes? All right, this is as far as it goes. I'm just trying to get comfortable, you know? And sure. I keep making my microphone making like sounds. But then I moved to Chicago and I lived here for a while and I didn't have friends who were getting married. But then now in the last 3 years, all my Chicago friends are getting married. Including you, you son of a bitch.
That's right. I just got married. And in fact, if you want to hear about the events of the wedding, you should go over to patreon.com/howstarwarsisit because this week's bonus episode. That's right. We do a bonus episode every week.
That's right.
It's all about my wedding.
It's a fun episode.
I mean,
it's
ostensibly it is. Just like this episode, we do talk about gray goo for about 15 minutes.
Yeah. We're gonna, if you want to hear us, well, I don't want people to get their hopes up because we do not talk about gray goo on the Patreon, okay? So don't get too excited where there's no gray goo, there's no AI talk on the Patreon. It's just pure wedding bliss.
Right.
So Mike's a married man now, and this is the first episode of the podcast we've recorded where he is married. Mm-hmm. This episode will go down in history as, and in infamy, I should say, for being the first one where one of us is married.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why that would be infamous, but
well,
here we are.
We don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. You never know.
Maybe the gray goo takes hold.
When the gray goo
takes
over. You
know, honestly, it'd be so great if that's what happened. If, like, Earth ended for everyone all at the same time because people were like, what about if we made, if you typed in, like, a scooter made out of Twinkies, a computer made that happen for you, and then, like, the logical conclusion of that was, like, the computers ate us.
The computers ate us. They thought we were Twinkies. Yeah, there's several... There was this cool podcast I listened to a while ago that was like talking about existential threats to humanity.
That does sound cool.
It actually was very interesting because it was like breaking down like how likely are some of these scenarios? And the some of it was kind of like hopeful because it was like, listen, we're not all going to die from global warming. Just a lot of people are going to die from global warming.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's not... Great.
Yeah, so you might be unlucky enough to survive.
Yeah, they're like, if you're rich or in certain parts of the world, you'll probably survive because you're in a place that's not going to be affected as much.
Yeah.
But there is, if we hit a runaway greenhouse effect, that would end the world, which there's a very small chance that could happen from global warming. Mm. And
that's
there
something
was some
that Caitlin and I say all the time. Speaking of weddings... This is like bizarrely kind of adorable. We'll say something like, don't worry, I'll be fine because neither of us is going to die until we both do at the exact same time when the earth explodes in like 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't have to plan too much for the future because we're all just going to die in some apocalyptic event.
Yeah, no,
we have to be hopeful, but even though it's hard. But anyway, what was I talking about? Wow, we haven't talked about weddings at all yet. We're fucked.
So, okay, but we did say that we've both been to a bunch, as many as like six or nine or however many in one given
six
year.
Six or nine. Nice. Hilarious.
And boy, yeah, I've also been a kind of across the spectrum. Like I mentioned, I think on the Patreon, we took some inspiration here and there in ours from Amber and Sam's wedding. Amber, who was on the show on the McDonald's episode, theirs was like at a theater, which was awesome. And they had like a pizza party. Like it was just like so choice. And then I've, of course, also been to like religious buttoned up like plated dinner, sir. I mean, ours was a plated dinner, but like the idea of being in like a ballroom with like a serving staff, like a staff in terms of like they're in uniforms and they all put the plates down at the same time, like in some kind of movie. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I've been to a couple like that too. It runs the gamut.
Have you been to any weddings overseas?
No.
I have.
Cool.
We went to one in Scotland.
Is it backwards over there? Do they just like stand on the opposite sides of the aisles?
They stand on the opposite sides. They both say, "I don't."
Weird.
Yeah. They did a, like, it was Caitlin's friend who is American, but she now lives in Scotland, and her husband who is Scottish. They did the Cayley, which is like traditional Scottish wedding party dance, like kind of like what we would probably call like square dancing. I mean, they're in the same family. They're not the same, but.
Cool.
And it was a hoot.
That sounds really fun. I love a good, a hoot and a half. I love a good dance at a wedding.
Does the Scottish family know how to drink more so than the American family?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that would be like under the table. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was a while in my life until I went to a fun wedding.
Mm. Yes, because when you're like a kid and you're going to like your family, like your mom's friend's kid's wedding, and it's like, oh, well, that kid's like 15 years older than me.
Yes, there's and it's weird, and you're like, or like the first wedding
you're in like a little blazer, and you're fucking uncomfortable, and you don't know anybody.
Yeah, and you're like, this isn't fun. There's nothing like for kids to
seven.
Do.
Seven.
Yeah, it might have been the first wedding I went to. Probably the first wedding I went to, I was the ring bearer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I remember feeling, I was like five, and I remember feeling very upset because they didn't actually give me the ring to carry.
Mm.
And I was like, what's the point of my job?
Right.
If I'm not literally carrying a ring.
Yeah.
And I was
and
like,
they were
that's
like, well, sweetie, the point of your job is you're a little boy and everyone's going to love to see you in your little pants.
Yeah, it's gonna be like you're wearing a little suit and you're walking down the aisle and you're carrying a little pillow that has nothing on it.
Yeah.
And I remember like being very offended as like a 5-year old of like, I could do this. I could carry a ring. I'm not going to lose the ring.
Yeah.
I understand this is important. And my mom was very sweet and was like, here, honey, you can carry my ring. And so she like tied it on the pillow so that it was there for like as a prop, basically.
And your mom to this day does not have that ring.
And that ring, I lost it immediately because I was five. And they made the right choice. Yeah. You should never give a 5-year-old something valuable.
Yeah. Speaking of, we had a 4-year-old at our wedding.
They didn't carry anything, though.
No, but gosh, he is just like the cutest, sweetest little thing.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy?
The guy.
Is that the guy that you guys were Spider-Man for?
Yeah, yeah.
It's adorable.
He was so sweet. He went on the boat that we did the night before, the river cruise. And I looked back at one point and he was sitting there with just his hands like perfectly folded in his lap.
Just a good little boy.
Just, like, very, very well behaved. I think he had maybe one moment of like being four.
I had to
take him out for just a second, but like by and large he was like so good.
There's kids have those times where they're like, I'm three, and you're like, oh god, I forgot you're three.
Yeah.
Like we went on that family vacation semi-recently to the beach, and my sweet niece, she's adorable, she's great, had a couple meltdowns where she was just like, I'm 3 years old.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I forgot
you're right.
You're three, and you're
why
have,
did
like,
I expect you to be 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was this great moment where she was so mad because she didn't get to eat ice cream, and we were in the car, and her mom like gave her something to bite on because she was so mad, and I watched her, I just go like, like bite down as hard as she could, and then she said out loud to everybody, "I'm gonna kick my chair," and then she kicked her car seat as hard as she could, and I was like, "This is great." I was like, "I'm having fun. This is funny to watch," and I wasn't laughing at her because I knew that she wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But on the inside, I was like, "This is fucking funny," because little kids being mad is so low stakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're mad about, it's like, you were mad because you didn't get ice cream. It's like not a real reason to be mad.
Right.
And so it's just like funny to watch.
The one I always picture is the kid in David After Dentist. David, I would imagine. Yeah. When he like gets up out of his seat and his face looks kind of scary. And he just like yells. And then his dad goes, "Stay in your seat."
Stay in your seat.
Stay in your seat.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Good old David After Dentist.
Yeah.
But how Star Wars are weddings, though?
Okay, so let's do our podcast for a couple minutes before we go to the break.
Yeah.
So there is precisely one wedding we see in Star Wars.
Yes,
which correct. Is Padme and Anakin. Which doesn't end well. I mean, that doesn't necessarily, you know, a wedding doesn't have to end well for it to be a wedding.
The wedding ends fine. The marriage does not.
Yes, right.
The wedding itself.
You know, that's the other thing that, like, as we planned our wedding and, like, we're thinking about, like, what is a wedding and a marriage are two entirely different things.
Yeah.
And, like, there was a lot of, like, you know, not a lot, but there were a number of things that it's, like, we disagreed on, or we had to come up with, like, what the idea for X might be. Mm-hmm. And it was very good to remember, like, this is a wedding. This is like some stupid fucking party that we like have to throw for our friends and family.
Yeah.
This isn't the marriage.
Right. Your marriage is separate. Your marriage is the relationship and all the stuff that goes into that.
Yeah.
And the wedding is just, just a fun, dumb little party.
Yeah.
Ideally, the wedding is a fun, dumb little party.
Right.
There are definitely times when it's more serious, which, like, is that Star Wars? Because Star Wars is most of the time just a fun, dumb little thing.
Great,
you know what I mean?
Point. So I just this weekend rewatched, probably for, like, the third time, Jenny Nicholson's video on Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Oh, love it so much.
And it's so good. And a big thing she talks about is, like, this movie was supposed to be funny because Lord and Miller were doing it, and then they got, like, taken off the project, and then all the comedy got, like, neuter.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, like, she was saying, like, so to the final product is no more or less a comedy than Rogue One is. It's just like another Star Wars movie. And there are, like, jokes in the sense of, like, Marvel movies have jokes, but they're like, you know, have you seen that guy on TikTok who basically, like, his entire thing is doing, like, three or four, like, Marvel style jokes every time he does a video? And it'll always be something like, him on the phone with his mom, like, "Yeah, mom, I'll be home for dinner." "What? No, I'm just jogging." And he's like fighting off bad guys. Or he might say, like, "Oh, so I'm fighting against an intergalactic alien invader now. I guess this is a normal Tuesday." And it's like, yeah, that is everybody's sense of humor in those movies.
Yes.
And Solo. What one of many points that Jenny Nicholson made about Solo is, like, the stakes, the things like, "We're gonna have to give you a nickname, buddy," or, like, the "He's named Solo because he's alone," like, some of those could have landed as comedy jokes in a comedy movie, but they took away comedy from the comedy movie, and then it was just movie. So then comedy jokes read as, like, weird choices. Like,
just strange
choices. Oh, okay, so canonically, Han Solo's last name is Solo because alone? Like, so is everybody's last name Solo? Is it like Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, where every bastard of the North has the last name Snow? Like,
yes, anytime you are surnameless, they just name you Solo.
Yeah, or is it just that guy decides that, and then other guys are like, "Oh, funny, that Solo, that's a good one. I named a guy earlier Wedge Alone."
Yeah. I named a guy earlier Individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, of course, so a callback
to the discretion
us.
Of any one given Imperial, like, checkpoint officer, like...
Which it doesn't make any sense, but yeah. Also, I guess, I mean, a lot of Star Wars doesn't make sense, so I guess, fine, whatever, like, we'll deal with it, but you're right, there is, like, the fun and comedy is taken out of that movie, and it's left with feeling directionless and sort of, like, neutered. It was a great word you used to describe it, yeah. I think. And most Star Wars doesn't have that comedy first sensibility, but it doesn't have to. But it's still
fun. I'm
thinking,
because I've been watching this lately, the Harley Quinn show on HBO.
Oh, it's super fun.
That takes place in the DC universe.
Yeah.
But because I think comics get like a different level of scrutiny, but like nobody's like, okay, well then so wait. You know, like, name a detail. Like,
I'm sure there are those people that exist, but, like, I think the people who like that show aren't saying that.
Well, but I also think the tone of the show dissuades you from thinking terribly too hard into it, which had the tone of Solo been Lord and Miller Lego Movie Last Man on Earth style, that it's like, oh, this is a fun fuck around, then people wouldn't have maybe gotten in such a tizzy over like canon details. But like, I don't know. Yeah. I think we're vastly like we're swiftly approaching Star Wars getting to comic book territory, where like two stories may say one event in two different ways, and people are gonna have to just start getting over the fact that like mythology is told from different points of view by different authors over centuries.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, there's like the issue with comic books is there's so much content. And
like, imagine
so many
asking
stories.
Someone like, Kitty Pryde. So she can like go through walls, and it's like, yeah, I mean, she can do lots of stuff, but yes, that's like the gist of it. And then if that person said, like, is she like in a relationship with anybody? Like, how do you answer that? Like, well, kind of on and off with
Colossus.
Peter, but like, I mean, there's a lot. What answer is it that you're looking for?
Yeah, because is the question right now?
Yeah.
Because the answer to that is, well, she's a fictional character, and so she's not really in a relationship at all.
To be honest, which universe are we talking about?
Yeah, totally. Like, there's a lot of ways to answer those questions, and it's like, man, it's freaking Dr. Manhattan and Grant Morrison and Alan Moore.
Yeah.
Like, the way we experience comic books, this is getting so heady for an episode about weddings.
Well, I'm trying to remember even, like, why we brought it up. Oh, because there's one wedding, and it was... And then we were talking about...
Because should be fun.
Yeah.
That's how we got here.
Yeah, that's right.
But the way that we, as, like, four-dimensional-ish beings, experience two-dimensional art, like comic books, is we can time travel, right? So we can, like, start at one spot and jump to another spot and go back and forth at will instantaneously.
Right.
And so, like... asking questions about similar with like Star Wars, because Star Wars is like, even though it's in movie form, it's still two dimensional to an extent.
Sure.
Because it's unless you're seeing it in
a flat
3D
screen. yeah
it doesn't exist in three dimensions, right? And so like there's only so much, like,
you can watch Attack of the Clones, and then right afterwards you can watch Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, and you can even go into Rise of Skywalker and watch it out of order, right? And so there's all this, like...
You can just watch all the scenes with Babu Frick and then start that over.
Yeah, you can watch just the important parts, the Babu Frick parts. Yeah. The best part and the only good part.
Where what's-his-face goes, I'm the spy.
I'm the spy. Or the part where he goes, okay! And that, like, that Muppet alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good parts in that movie.
Okay!
He just sounds like fucking Grover or something. Oh,
but
man.
But anyway, the greater point we're trying to make here is weddings are fun.
Weddings should be fun. They're not always fun. So
that's right.
Maybe that is Star Wars, because Star Wars should be fun and is not always fun.
Yes, the goal of Star Wars is fun. It's like a fun fairy tale romp. And then like more and more, it gets kind of like, yeah, but what's the lore?
Yeah. Yes. If you get too caught up in like the specifics and the lore, it makes it less fun.
Big, fat, fucking opinions.
Oh, you know what people have big fat fucking opinions about?
Yeah.
Weddings.
They have opinions about weddings, and then certain people have opinions about your specific wedding.
Yes, and some people like to share those, which it's like, shut up. Yeah. I had a friend who got married at an outdoor wedding in Texas, and it was a hot day, and she ended up being late, and so the wedding started about 30 minutes late, which like as far as weddings go is late, but also like I have very honestly, your wedding was on time, which was impressive to me,
because those revolution people run a very tight ship. I mean, like, yeah. There wasn't like a lot to do necessarily, but they were great.
Yeah, because I've been to a lot of weddings that start a solid 10 to 30 minutes late. You know, it's just like, that's just how weddings go, because something always comes up. But like her fucking aunt posts like a Yelp review on Facebook the next day or the day of like, beautiful ceremony. We were waiting outside in the heat for 30 minutes and it was just unacceptable. And I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's not your wedding.
Like, that's for you to just remember later.
Yeah, you can like reminisce to yourself and be like, well, that kind of sucked. But like, also, who are you trying to, are you trying to, because the only, and it's like this extends to everybody who has something to say about a wedding. Unless your thing that you're saying is, hey, it was great. Everything was great. I loved it. That's the only thing you should say.
Mm-hmm.
Because aside from that, what are you saying that is productive?
Right.
Because it's not like we can go back and do it better the second
totally.
Time.
I've heard so many people like talking about the wedding and how fun it was. I've heard so many people say like, yeah, if I have another wedding, and then they realize like what it is they're saying, like, yeah, of course you would do things differently the second time, but ideally there isn't a second time.
Right. Ideally you nailed it in one, and you don't have to worry about it again. But yeah, people who have big fat fucking opinions on weddings need to cool it. And then same with just people like who have big fat fucking opinions about Star Wars. Like, cool,
like,
your
jets. You could tell, depending, like, either thing, like, if I didn't tell you which topic I was talking about, this is something that I could say to a person. Hey, look, it's just a fun thing. Don't worry about it. You're going to have a great time for the next couple hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't worry about all the details.
Yeah. Yeah,
that could be about Star Wars or about any wedding.
Any wedding. You're so right. This might get a higher score.
It certainly isn't a 2, I don't think.
No, it's not a 2.
Because, of course, we haven't even talked about this yet, but weddings have music.
Weddings have music, and they have bops, which is going to lead us into our game.
Yeah, so maybe we take a break, and then we hear an ad for a fellow Chicago podcast.
Yes, we do.
And then we'll
be right back.
We jump back in with a game.
All right, let's do it. Whee!
Wow!
Do you smell that? It's Bullshit Alert, the podcast where we lie, cheat, steal, and sometimes, yes, sometimes, it's the truth. Think you can sniff it out? Join Stephen Carter, Danny Marshall, and Lily Moss each week where we invite new guests, new stories, and of course, new bullshit. Find Bullshit Alert on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
And we do. I was just gonna say Love Shack again.
I was thinking the same thing.
And we're Love Shack, baby.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
It is time for our game this week. And just like we alluded to before the break, a wedding's got songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wedding's got songs for sure.
Yeah. And a wedding, a lot of times we'll have a lot of the same songs, especially if there's like a DJ, they'll play like, what are we thinking? Don't believe it, just watch!
Yeah, it's quite good, I got.
Or like, shut up and dance with me.
Dance, whoop. Yeah, there's some class.
So we are tonight doing, or today, or this morning, or this afternoon, this lunchtime.
Whenever you're listening.
A bit of a fantasy draft of wedding playlist.
Yep.
No, I don't think there's really any rules here. Although, like, to think about a wedding playlist, like, in a lot of instances, we didn't do this, but in a lot of instances, there's like the first dance, or there's like the mother son and father daughter dances, or there's obviously there's like the DJ, but like, you know, what I'm picturing is like a wedding playlist, as opposed to like oh, this was our wedding song, like a slow down tempo-y thing. But I think we can probably get a nice mix in there.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should do. Here's what we should do. We should do regular, just playlist songs, and then we should both get a first dance song, and then maybe not, because there's if you pick a song that's a first dance song, you can say that. Or if it's like a daddy daughter song or whatever, or a mom and son song, you'd be like, this is for that specifically. Okay. But it doesn't have to be.
Mine's only going to be daddy daughter.
Yeah, it'll
be
really gross.
The whole playlist.
All like butterfly kisses. How many should we do? Should we do like five?
I'm trying to think of like what, like the weirdest daddy daughter dance song. First of all, it's already a weird tradition. Arguably.
Yeah, already weird to call, and also a strange thing to call it.
Yeah, but I here's my pitch. A down-tempo wedding arrangement of the YMCA.
I think that actually might be the best case scenario of the least creepy way to do that would be like a YMCA for sure.
Young man, there's no need to feel down.
Down, say, young man. We'll see if my harmonies sounded good whenever I'm editing.
Yeah, since we're on Zoom. Okay, I like that idea. So you can kind of say, like, this is the quarterback we're drafting in the form of, like, this is a daddy-daughter song.
Should we do snake order?
Yeah.
Should we just go until we get tired, or should we have a number?
I felt like five makes sense, but also go five? Until we get tired.
All right, yeah, if we get to five and we are good, then we're good, and if not, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I'll start.
Okay.
I'm gonna start out really strong, okay? And I might be stealing something from you, and I'm so sorry. First dance, Luckiest by Ben Folds.
Oh my god. So we just talked about that on a very recent episode in the form of that album.
Yes.
I pulled up a wedding song Spotify playlist, and that's number 4 on that playlist.
Yeah, it is. You better fucking believe it is. And don't worry, some of my choices are going to be funny, but I had to do a serious one first.
Sure. Okay, well, so like we had a handful at our wedding that I feel like if I don't choose, that would be like weird.
Sure.
So I think I'll start out with the vibe that every wedding ought to be. Also a past topic on the show. Love Shack, baby.
Yeah. Number one with a bullet. Yeah.
First round draft pick.
Really good. Really good. And the first karaoke song sang at Mike's wedding, which is great.
And then I go again, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I feel like I kind of have to go with what our wedding had. I'm at a loss between our walk down the aisle song and our walk down the aisle song.
True.
I think the first one, because it's weird and it's like, it's not like I'm like racing you to choose this, but I feel like I need to choose it early because it is like special. It is a Father John Misty song off his album I Love You, Honey Bear, which is just like a wedding album. But his specific wedding, and this song is very specific to him and his sensibility. It's called Holy Shit.
Yeah.
And that was our like walk down the aisle song. Is that one that you knew at all by any chance?
No, actually. I'm not super familiar with Father John Misty.
I just asked today, Caitlin, like, how many people do you think knew that song? She was like, like 3 or 4 maybe. We're gonna go see Father John Misty in a couple weeks because he just released a new album and is coming to Chicago.
Very nice.
It's all about like how bad everything is and like contradictions, things like online friends, like that is like kind of an oxymoron.
A
lot of phrases like that of like, we're all just doing this whole fucking society thing still the way that everybody's always done it, and then like, what is marriage? And then also he wrote the song on his wedding day and was like, I don't know, we should still maybe do it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, let's go for it.
Like, none of it makes sense, but you do.
Yes. I remember enjoying the song. I wasn't familiar with it, but I liked it. Let's see. I'm going to go really strong with Cha-Cha Slide.
That's a great choice.
That's for the dance floor, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
And oh no, so you get another choice too.
Oh god, all right. Oof. Let's see, should I stick with dancing?
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, you could take all the slides.
I could take the electric slide right now. I could take the YMCA right now. I could take, you know what I'm gonna take, which I really enjoyed? Oh, what's that fucking song called? I liked this because Dave was playing it as I walked in.
Oh, when he was doing just like kind of cocktail-y acoustic guitar.
And I'm going to take Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
That was one part that I wasn't terribly present for, was like hearing what he was playing. But I knew that was going to be in there somewhere, like some emo shit.
It was great.
That's great. Okay. I'm going to pick... I'm going to get away from Our Wedding. We did do that sing-along of the Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place, and maybe there will be a place for that toward the end of this. But I want to get in before you get this, because I know it's the next one on your list. The song in George of the Jungle that plays at their wedding.
Yeah, that's really
it's
good.
It's called Dayla, and let me make sure I credit it, because I don't remember that guy's name.
That's really good.
But, like, that was one that Caitlin and I watched that movie a while ago, like, years ago now. It's by Johnny Clegg.
Clegg.
We were like, man, this song is great. Like, this should be played at our wedding.
Yes, that's really
and
good.
And it wasn't, like, our playlist, but, like, the playlist was sort of, like, low in the mix the night. Oh, and I get another one. Let's see. Well, maybe since I mentioned it earlier, I may as well just like seal off our evening itself and do Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place by any different artist.
That's good. And that was the Talking Heads originally, right?
Originally, yeah.
I think I'm going to go Talking Heads too and say Psycho Killer. Just for fun.
That's good.
That's weirdly a song I listen to only on Halloween or like...
Well, I feel like I know what we have to do at some point this October.
Oh, we should. We could do Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
I love that. I listen to it on repeat on Halloween, and it's great. Rounding out the list, we can do some more. I feel like this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. Because now it's a game, now that I've like covered my bases of like actual serious songs that we had in our day, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like Psycho Killer. Like, okay, the next one will be Come On Fahugua Gods. I suppose that song's called Everybody to the Limit, but...
Yeah, Everybody to the Limit.
Yeah, but it's still your turn. I won't take that one yet. You can take it if you need to.
Now that you've said that, I think the next song is going to be Everybody to the Limit by Strong Bad.
Okay.
Really cool. Snuck in under the wire and grabbed that one out.
Yeah, you really got me there. I'm going to have to figure out a new one. Oh, wait, I have a new one ready to go. And it's Wedding March.
Oh, baby. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it's your turn still.
Let's see. What else do I want in this? So this was in our playlist. In fact, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs from this album were on our playlist, which played like during cocktail hour and dinner. So it was never loud because the room got loud quickly with just like conversations. But this album that I'm talking about is That Thing You Do, original motion picture soundtrack. And the song, like, again, I maybe heard 2 songs at any given point of the night because it was such a blur of talking to people and everything. And one time when I was talking to someone, my, like, ears perked up. It was Freddie Fredrickson's Mr. Downtown.
Yeah. Very good. I was about to pick a That Thing You Do song, too, so I'm really glad you beat me to it.
This is just going
to
be Mike and Josiah remember things they've talked about on their podcast.
What if the next 10 minutes is us going back and forth listing every track of That Thing You Do? And now it's going to be...
or like other albums we've done. Like, yeah.
Sour.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Green Day at large.
Just all of Green Day.
Yeah.
I think next... So you did Wedding March. So I'm going to go, Here Comes the Bride, Baby. Which is not what that song is called. But I don't remember what it's called.
Well, is that even maybe Wedding March and the one that I was saying was something else? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? We're not smart.
But yours is Here Come the Bride and mine is Fwah, 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 Fwah.
Yeah, Fwah, 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 Fwah. Oh, you know what I do like, though, for a wedding?
What's that?
And this is a serious pick. Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
How does that one go?
It goes like this. Hold on, I actually don't remember how it goes right now. Hold on, hold on, hold on. As soon as I hear the first strains, I'll know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Do 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 do. Great wedding track. Love playing it on the violin. I used to play weddings. Like, I actually played violin at a couple weddings.
Oh, nice.
I actually played violin at a friend's wedding this last summer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Let's see. Is it back to me now?
Yeah, it's back to you.
I'm just looking at our playlist because there's some good stuff in there. But I'm now to the point where I want to do funny ones.
I think we can go to 10 tracks.
Oh, hang on. I have one, but I need to hear it as well, because it's like the idea of it is in my head.
Mike is looking something up.
What's the song? You can cut all this, sorry.
I'm leaving it all in?
Because it's like not going to be worth it even once I get there. Okay, we'll get this clean. Okay, my next choice is...
Okay.
It's a song from old, old cartoons. And it is like, it's called Powerhouse. It's like the sound of like industry from like the 30s. And it's like...
Okay, what was that one called again?
It's called Powerhouse.
Okay,
are
great.
You making playlists and we can tell people to like say which one is better?
I'm writing them all down.
Okay, great. Because next, with a bullet, is Oh, Where Is My Hairbrush? Silly Songs with Larry.
As long as we're doing kind of like scary classical songs, I'm gonna do Hall of the Mountain King.
Damn it, that is a great choice.
Just like very scary, getting faster and louder and louder.
Man, we gotta do an episode on In the Hall of the Mountain King.
That song slaps.
Bucks.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
By the end, it's like...
Okay,
man,
we have
that
two more.
Would be such a good answer in like a icebreaker situation of like, all right, it's time to meet your new coworkers. Everybody, talk to the person immediately next to you. Say your name and what's your favorite song. My name is Mike, and my favorite song is In the Hall of the Mountain King. Oh, I don't know that one. Oh, I think you probably would recognize it. It's like.
It starts out so soft you can't hear it, and then it gets so loud that it makes you want to die. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
From elementary school. Oh, man. Okay, it's my turn again.
Yeah.
Okay, Hollow Mountain King is very strong. God, this is so chaotic. The most... dare I say, unhinged wedding playlist.
Yeah, this is random.
This is random. I'm going to go with the We Are Farmers jingle.
Okay, so those are your two picks?
Those are my two picks.
Okay, my next pick will be... the Apple sound when, like, you try to click something, but it's an error, and it's like, dunk. Just that's the song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, man, I should have done When You Empty the Trash, because that's such a good sound. But I didn't. I went with Dunk.
Well, you have one more pick.
Okay. Just one more.
Well, we have as many more as we want, but we are on our 10th pick right now.
Okay, my next one, I'll do maybe a real-ish one. How about... I'm just looking through our playlist we had, and nothing is really hitting. Let me go back to just, like, wedding music, because...
Yeah, what do you got? Holy Shit was by Father John Misty, uh-huh. Right?
Oh, this is funny. Falling Slowly from Once, but that's not wedding to me. That's like fall sad. Although, yeah. Wait, have you seen Once? Have we talked about this?
I've seen the musical multiple times, but not the movie.
Okay, which we after we're done with the recording, movie. We've got some fall stuff to talk about for future episodes.
Oh, yeah.
How about for my next one, I will choose like... This will be an everlasting love. Because that's at the end of, what's its face? The Parent Trap.
Yes, it's very good. Who sings Cha-Cha Slide?
Natalie Cole.
For This Will Be?
Yeah.
What's it called? Everlasting Love?
This Will Be, parentheses, an everlasting love.
Natalie Cole.
That, like, poundy piano at the beginning.
All right, this is my 10th one, which this could be our last one.
Yeah, let's just make it our last one.
We'll make
it
our last
wrap
one
up soon.
It's gonna be, and this is very important, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, but specifically the version from Ella Enchanted that Anne Hathaway sings with some random guy. Okay.
And this this is quite a playlist we've got here. Or I suppose it's two playlists.
Okay, so we
How did you write the donk sound from Apple?
I said the Apple sound when you try to click something, but it's an air. AKA the donk sound. All right, so let's just recap. Here's my playlist. Luckiest by Ben Folds, Strong Start. Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper. Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Everybody to the Limit by Strong Bad. Here Comes the Bride. Then we get to our classical section. Here Comes the Bride. Uh-huh. Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Hall of the Mountain King. The We Are Farmers jingle. And then Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Ella Enchanted version. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, man. And then your playlist is, I think, going to win if we do a poll. Love Shack by the B-52s. Holy Shit by Father John Misty. The George of the Jungle wedding song.
Yeah, called Dela.
How do you spell that?
D-E-L-A.
D-E-L-A. No, not Deal. Dela. Naive Melody by the Talking Heads. The Wedding March. You know the one. Mr. Downtown from That Thing You Do.
I could have chosen. Like, out of the context of this conversation where I said, like, oh, at one moment I heard specifically that song. Like... Someone just reading this, not listening to the show, is like, what?
They're like, why did he choose that?
Why not, like, Come On and Dance With Me Tonight?
Powerhouse is an old cartoon song. Where Is My Hairbrush by Larry the Cucumber. The Apple sound when you try to click something, but it's an error, a.k.a. the donk sound. And then This Will Be an Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole. I think my favorite part about these playlists is that there's no rhyme or reason to when they're serious and when they're funny.
Yeah, in the middle they get like as serious as you could get.
Yeah, it's like this is a real choice. And yeah. Then it's like the Apple sound.
Yeah.
I'm
you know
gonna
the
post
sound when like you turn the quarter in the gumball machine and then the gumball goes down the spiral.
I'm posting this right now on Instagram.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you want to repost it from the House Star Wars one?
Yeah, if you tag the podcast in it. And are you posting it without our names to say, like, which one's better?
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, I'm going to label them Playlist A and Playlist B.
Just absolute insanity.
Chaos.
Should we do our podcast for a second?
Yeah, let's finish up.
So... We clearly just really exhausted music there, but like Star Wars is notorious for music, so this has that too. There is the dark side and the light side. the black tux and the white gown.
The in-laws, am I right?
There's the big fat fucking opinions. There's, it is like a tradition. Like, I feel like each generation, like, honors some traditions, but they try to make some of their own. But by and large, it always will feel like a wedding. Like, we really went out of our way to, like, make a lot of stuff our own. And it was still very much a wedding. So, like, weddings as a concept is a lot like Star Wars as a concept, where, like, even if you try new things, it will still feel like the thing.
Yes.
What else? There's no, like, Death Stars. There's a lot of food, and that's not a Star Wars thing. Star Wars
not Star Wars
food.
At all.
I'm
going to put a little Star Wars sticker on here.
Gosh, what aren't we thinking of? I mean, obviously, like we said, there is a wedding in Star Wars, but that is by far not the vibe of Star Wars. There's hardly any kissing in Star Wars.
Yeah, totally.
Although there are ceremonies where everyone is seated or standing and facing forward and the action is all down there on the stage. That happens quite a bit.
That's true. That's very Star Wars.
The, like, metal ceremony is like Han and Chewie and Luke are all going to get married to each other.
They're all getting married. Yeah. Adorable. Yeah, it is like that.
Well, so the Jedi are specifically not allowed to get married. Except for Ki-Adi Mundi, a lot of times.
A lot of times, because he's allowed to get his line or whatever.
Yeah. It is a bit of a story. Like, people tell stories at weddings, and the wedding itself has, like, a structure to it that's kind of narrative-esque.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite, like, a full points on that category, but... there's a lot of movies that are weddings or about weddings. There's a lot of wedding movies, and there's a lot of Star Wars movies. So, like, I don't know if, like, the idea of weddings is itself a narrative, but there's a lot of narrative structured around weddings.
Yes, agreed. That is, I think this is going to get a higher score than our typical two.
Yeah.
Because we did talk a lot about Grey Goo and other stuff, but we did do some stuff, actually talk about, remember when we talked about Grey Goo?
That was tonight.
Yeah, that was today, and not last week.
Yeah.
Well, should we just go ahead and give it a rating then?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, what's your unit of measure?
I think it's going to be, like hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Mine's going to be Unity candles.
Man, yeah. I was at a wedding one time where they did a Unity candle and the thing where you both pour sand into the thing. And I was
come on.
Well, guys, that's the same.
That's the hat on a hat right there.
Yeah.
You already
showed
it.
This is crazy. It's crazy that you said that because the third kind of Unity thing they did is they each put a hat on another hat.
Wow.
They were wearing hats and then they're like, we join our hats.
We join our hats, and then they were both wearing two hats. That's my favorite wedding tradition, is putting two hats on.
And they're both baseball caps, and you have one face one way and one face backwards, so you look like Sherlock Holmes.
I think that I'm going to give this, and this might be crazy, but I'm going to give it a 4.
I know, that's like weirdly like where my brain was. It does feel high, but I feel like we're in our crazy era of the show.
Yeah, this is time
to get
nuts.
Did we just give
a
6, Love Shack?
Yeah, we gave Love Shack a 6.
So yeah, I think weddings get a 4.
Weddings get a 4. We're tired of giving stuff 2s. This is where we're going to get wild in this. This is our wild era of the show.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. Go vote on our Instagram about...
I thought you had, like, go vote.
Go out and vote.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
Yeah.
Actually, I just posted it on my Instagram. Maybe we'll post it again whenever we post this episode. But which waiting playlist is better? You actually heard us all say it here, so maybe we'll post it on Twitter or somewhere. But we'll post it again when we post the episode.
Yeah.
But let's see. Do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is It on Twitter and Instagram. You can email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com, which is funny. We talked about weddings this week on the Patreon too, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, you know what? We talked about specifically my wedding this week on the Patreon, which I know we talked about a little bit here, but we went into the whole evening of events.
It was great.
And we have a bonus episode over there every week at patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. $5 a month unlocks everything. You can also get on our Discord channel. We have some longer form things like film commentaries and RPGs. Yes. And all of that's available, all the kind of back catalog. If you want, you can just give us $5 and listen to everything and then just scram if you don't want to stick around. But we hope you do.
Yeah. Hang around. We love it. Well, let's see. That's about everything. So, Sandwiches to Star Wars is about time for Tubby Bye Bye. Mm-hmm. So, like we always say, we love you and may the Fourth be with you. Bye bye. I was doing it like Homestar at the end.
Yeah.